Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Brua Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Gimel Omid Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Brua, and we're in the middle of a very difficult siman, one of the most difficult simanim that we have, dealing with the defunos of the sukkah, the walls of the sukkah, siman Tov Reish Lamed. And we are in the middle of a Mishnah Brua in Sif Katan Lamed Zayin. We had begun Sif Ches yesterday, talking about the achsadra, the patio, the portico, that has posts in it that are helping to hold up the srach. And what is the halacha in terms of, is that a kosher or a sukkah? Again, to set ourselves up, we're dealing over here with an achsadra, this patio, Sheish Lo Petzimin, has these posts that are vertical posts that are holding up some of the wall, and therefore the schach that's now being placed is not right adjacent to the real wall. And is this a kosher or a sukkah? So we went through a lot of this Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Lamed Zayin, and we are currently about five lines from the bottom, Umihu. He says, the Rosh disagrees with what we learned in yesterday's shir. So, Umiyu, Barosh Mashma, Deboi Nami Tzursa Pesach. It's not enough just to have the posts and have the Kashur Eschach then making the third wall because of the P Tikra Yored Visosim. To view that third wall, you have the wall to the east, you have the wall to the west, to the left and to the right, and then you have the ceiling, and we say that the ceiling can be constituting the third wall because of P Tikra Yored Visosim. So the Rosh says, no, that we learned yesterday, that's not acceptable. He says, you also need to have a Tzuras HaPesach Beruach HaShlishis L'Tikras HaChsadra, that you need to have a Tzuras HaPesach there as well, meaning you have to put up two vertical posts and have some sort of a horizontal post on the top. Some say you can't use the Schach for that horizontal post, you have to have a separate horizontal post. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, because of a Bach, he says, the Bach adds, and he says further, the Hainu Davka, that this is true, specifically, Benira HaPatzimim Bachutz U'Beshavim Mibifnim. This is only required if the Patzimim, only visible from the outside, but on the inside you wouldn't notice there. In other words, that this post doesn't have any of its width visible from the inside. It's all towards the outside. Avonir Bifnim, but if you can see it on the inside, Vishav Bibuchutz, and on the outside you can't see it, so then Lo Bar Tzurus HaPesach, then you don't require Tzurus HaPesach. Afal Gav, even though we said in Sif Beis, the Mavur Debainan Tefach Meruvach Gam Tzurus HaPesach, that even when you have the Tefach Meruvach, you also need still a Tzurus HaPesach. Here it's different. Hilcha, Kivan Debaruach HaShlishi, Somuch Litikras HaChsadra, Amrinam Pitikra Shalach Sadra Yori Visos, because here you also have the roof, and therefore that's why you don't need, if you can see the Petzimim from the inside, it's not just you're looking at it headlong, but you can see the width of it, so then it is acceptable. Vamogin Avram disagrees. Vamogin Avram Mafakbik, he says, no. Umashu the Daito the Rosh, Tzorach B'chol Gav in Tzurus HaPesach. He understands the Rosh differently, not like the Bach did, and he says that no, you need a Tzurus HaPesach even in this situation. Vlomrin was there, Pitikwa Yor Visosim, Kimobasim Shin Samachalav, and here you can apply the principle of the ceiling coming down at its lip, on its edge, because the Tikra Soch Sadra, Litzorach Atzmovi, because it wasn't made for the purposes of Sukkah, it was made for the purposes of having the Achsadra, the low Litzorach Sukkah, and it wasn't made for the purposes of having a Sukkah. Again, this is very complicated ideas, very difficult to do this without showing diagrams. For those that are interested, if you have the Pirush Chai on the Gemara in Sukkah on the first perek, towards the end, there are a lot of diagrams where this is discussed in the Gemara. Not specifically the diagrams that we have over here, but you can see what this looks like. So if you can either access or have it at your home or can get the Pirush Chai on the first perek in Sukkah, you can see diagrams for a lot of this material. Now we continue. We'll go back and read the Mechaber again, even though we just read Siv Katan Lamed Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah. We'll go reread the Mechaber. So, Sikha Hagabi Achsadra Sheish Lo Petzimim, that's what we've been talking about, this patio that has these posts. So now the Mechaber continues, Bein Shayu Nirim Bibifim, Vein Nirim Bibichutz, whether they're visible on the inside and not visible on the outside, or Bein Shayu Nirim Bibichutz, visible only on the outside, Vein Nirim Bibifim, Sheira. So the Mechaber's position is as good no matter what. Mishnah Berurah explains this in Katan Lamed Ches Haimi. He says, Sha'omid Besukkah, when you're looking from the inside of the Sukkah, Rona Sosha Boltim and Akosa Litzdapim, you can see it coming out towards the external surface. Sivkat Lamates, or if it's only visible from the inside. Hainu, Sheva Michutz, Nika Shebolit, Kemo Omud. From the outside, you can see that it projects outward like a post, Kazeh. So this is, again, in the little diagram that we have over here. This is the first and only diagram that we have. You can see that there's a vertical post, so it projects outward. But from the inside, it looks exactly flush with the wall. So that's what it means, that it's visible on the inside, visible on the outside. We had this in the halachos of Erevin as well. It depends on your perspective. If you're looking at it from the point of view where you can see the full surface, so then you can see that it extends. But if you're looking at it from a certain point of view, it just looks like it's flush. So the Mechaber is telling us it doesn't make any difference. However, the Mechaber continues and says, Lo hayula patzimim. If you don't have these posts at all, then it's psula, because mimei shehi sukkah hasuya kumavoy, because then it's a sukkah that's just over a mavoy, that's mafulish. Shari ein lo el shnei tzidei hachsadra. Then you only have the left side and the right side, the east side and the west side, let's say. The emso hachsadra, and in the middle of the hachsadra, ein bo koso. There is no wall there. If you don't have patzimim over there. And again, the Ramah tells us these patzim are pirish lechi mezuzah. This is a post over here, so there's a real physical structure that makes it like a third wall. And then he adds, by the way, the Ramah says, kozeh hu loshon Rambam. Everything we said till now, the Mechaber was bringing down, is the Rambam's opinion. But he brings down that many others disagree. And we'll see this in the Mishnah Berurah in a moment. And therefore, bottom line, the Ramah says, everything we said till now isn't really ideal. One shouldn't take advantage of these halachic walls that aren't physical walls where at all possible. And certainly, lechatrila, one shouldn't rely upon this. But the Evid, we'll see, it's maybe acceptable. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Mem tells us, Kosva Tas, Misha wrote, Lasso Sukosu Babais Shalom. If a person is making a sukkah in his house, the lift roads Hagag Lemalo, Kemoshin Ogim, and then open up a part of the roof of his house, so then he puts schach up on it. So now, the costly abayis, who costly a sukkah, so the walls of the house, the walls of that room, will be the walls of the sukkah. Dainu, she wrote, Lasso Sasukkah Bezovis Shel Kosel. He wants to put the sukkah in a corner by the wall, Mizrach Vakosel Darm. For example, he puts it in the corner on the southeastern corner. So therefore, you have two walls that are right angles to each other. Therefore, you only have two walls over where the schach is going to be. So in this situation, here you definitely can say Pitikra is Yorid Vesosim, because the Korah Zu, the Tzorach Habayis Nasa, the ceiling that is up there, so those walls were made originally for the house. And that's what they were made for, Nasa. Vasukkah Gam came Babayis, and the Sukkah is in the house. So therefore, it definitely is considered Pitikra Yorid Vesosim in this situation. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Therefore, v'im kain, havalei ke'ilu yeshlo sholosh mechitzos. Since it was made for that, we do say p'tikra yorei v'sosim, and as if it has three full-fledged mechitzos, because of the principle of p'tikra yorei v'sosim. However, mikol makom kiven d'lo hevi mechitzo mamish, rak ayidei p'tikra, but since it's not a physical wall, it's just a halachic wall, tzorich laso slo gam tzurus ha-pesel. So he says, in this situation, you should be machmer and make a tzurus ha-pesel as well, which is dainu shiyosim tachas ha-korah, underneath this area of the roof, Shnei Kodim, put in two vertical posts, Echad Eitzel Kosel Abayis, Echad B'mokum Siyum Mechitza, one by the wall, and one where the Mechitza is ending, the Hainu B'mokum Shekola HaSchach Shel HaSukkah, the point where the Schach is going to stop, and that's i.e. where the wall is theoretically stopping. I've after Baal Maturus of Pesach Levad, Lo Mahani B'mokum Mechitza Shlishas, but we previously said, Kanal Sif Beis, that Suris of Pesach alone is not considered a valid wall. So here, Hocha Betzer Pitikra Bahani. Here, because you also have Pitikra Yorei V'Sosim plus the Tzuras HaPesach, that's why it would be acceptable. V'Tiku Dvar B'Kam Achronim. And these words were also accepted by many Achronim. However, Omnam B'Pri Megodim and the Chaim B'Bikuri Yaakov Mefak B'Gimazet, they don't allow this. V'Lefi Ma Demasik Amogin Avram, the Lord Minam Pitikra Yorei V'Sosim Kiyem B'Sher Rochav HaKari Arba Tvachim. You need to have at least four Tvachim in order to be able to say Pitikra V'Sosim Ustam Koretz Abayis in a Rochukach. And this board that you have up there, this beam, is not the stam beams. We're not four tvachim wide. And therefore, you can't say p'tikra yorei v'sosim according to the Prima Gadim and the Bikur Yaakov. And therefore, akein masik b'bikur Yaakov, so he paskins, the tov yoser, shiosim pas echod, shiroch of tefach meruvach, tachas akora, pachos b'shloshu tvachim in a kosher labayis. He says, go and make a real third wall there by having a 1.1 at least board that you're putting within lavud distance, less than 3, so 2.9 away. So now you have four tvachim of halachic wall. The kona, acher b'mokum shekol ha-schach shel ha-sukkah, and put another post right where the end of the seven tvachim is, where the schach is ending. The zeh kosher below p'tikra yorei v'sosim. And this would be acceptable even without p'tikra yorei v'sosim. Kimo b'shar sukkah sholosh tvachim. As we've learned previously, this would be a three-walled sukkah. And then, in this situation, then you don't need the beam on the top of the ceiling to be at least four tvachim wide, like we've already explained in Sif Beis. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Mem Aleph, he tells us that l'chatchila one shouldn't do this. That is l'chatchila. But b'di'evet, avo b'di'evet, yesh lismoch al d'rishona. You can't rely upon the more lenient opinion of the mechaber if you have no alternative. Again, an extremely tough sif. Now let's go to sif test. Sif test tells us shahayu dafnosel givoim shiva. If the walls of the sukkah are more than 7 tvachim umashu, a little bit more than 7 tvachim, so it's 7.1, then you need to have 10 tvachim to be mechitza. But they're midum bepachos mishlosha somuch laretz. But they don't start from the ground. They start from less than 3 tvachim from the ground. So let's say it's 2.9 up from the ground that you put this wall. You have this mechitza, don't ask me how it's there. It's either held up in some way by hooks or in some way it's a hanging mechitza, but it's less than lovewood from the ground. It's 2.9 from the ground, and it itself is 7.1, so you have a total of 10. So therefore, ksheir, it's perfectly good. Afilo agag gavoh habe, and here, the srach can be all the way up, way above it, because we have the principle of good achis and good osik. So here, we do say that it comes up or down, and therefore the wall rises up, or it could come down theoretically, the wall goes up, but the sach has to be directly above the wall. It doesn't have to be literally directly above it. As long as it's within love of distance, kishera. This is a perfectly good sukkah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Mem Beis tells us, at the bottom, when it's within 2.9, less than 3 from the ground, so that's considered all filled in. Then 2.9 plus 7.1 makes 10 tvachim, and you have your adequate height of the mechitza. Sivkot mem gimel, and then the schach can be up very, very high. Darinan good osik mechitza. So we say that it goes up. The mechitza, the wall, is considered to go all the way up to the schach, which could be 10 feet away. And this way, the wall halachically touches the schach. Sivkot mem dalit, but it has to be, doesn't have to be directly above it, but it has to be within lovud distance above it. It's davrin, lovud minatzad, because we apply the principle of lovud here as well. As long as it's within 3 lovud horizontally, it's still considered above it. However, avol amayu shlosha tvachim pesula, but if it's 3 or more, then it's no good. Dafilu imayu mechitzus magius mamish tzach, here, even if it's directly reaching that, on the horizontal plane, it's exactly the same level, but it's more than 3 tvachim away, 3 or more tvachim away. Kaimalan, then we hold. Then it's not considered good because the avir, the space of the air, ruins it. And certainly in this situation, when it's also further away in the vertical component. Now we go back to the Mechaber, and the Mechaber tells us, if the whole height of the wall is only 10 tvachim, afilu ein badofin elo arba ushne mashuyin kishera, even if in the wall you only have 2-4 tefach posts and a little bit more, then it's still good. Shemamida be'emtza, because you have in the middle, v'amrinu lovud l'mala u'lamata v'choshev kisosum, and it's considered filled in. So as long as you have no space that's more than 3 tvachim and these boards that are going up, so then as long as you have a total of 10 tvachim and through the principle of lovud, you have no space that's more than 3 tvachim, it is acceptable as well. Then he tells us, hayu that the funos givos minarit shlosha tvachim, but if the bottom wall is raised more than 3 tvachim off the ground, 3 or more tvachim off the ground, then it's pesula, then it's no good. And the Mishnah explains this, if kot mem hey, afilu hayu had the funos givos asar tvachim v'yoser, even if the funos were more than 10 tvachim in this situation, so you have a kosher mechitza, the chol mechitza shagadoi micholun levkoa tachtav eno chashuva mechitza klal. In this situation, it isn't considered a valid mechitza because at the bottom, where you have 3 or more tvachim of open space, the goats can get through, and therefore they halachically are not going to be a wall there. If goats can get through, so then the goats are theoretically breaking your halachic construct, and therefore it is not considered an acceptable wall. Sif Yud, the Mechaber writes, Osa sukoso beinu ilonos, if you're making your sukkah in between trees, vayilonos defonoslo, and the trees are going to be the walls for your sukkah. So it depends. Imayu chazokim, if the trees are strong enough, osha koshar osam, vachizik osam, and you either tie them down and that they won't blow in the wind, achalotei aruch matsuyo minido som tomid, so these trees are sturdy enough or they're tied down in some way that they won't blow in the wind, umile bein ha'avirim, and you filled in the space in between the trees with either beteven, with straw, vikash, other types of straw, kideish lo sonit osam ruach, vikash osam, and these also are not going to be blowing in the wind. You've tied them down in a way that they are going to be sturdy, so then these are kashura walls, hare zu kishera. You have a perfectly kashura sukkah in this situation. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Mem Vav tells us, v'lo samach ha'gabiyelim, we're talking here that the sukkah is not leaning on the trees, because otherwise the in low Cain ain't olu lo biyantiv, then it wouldn't be good to go in an yantiv, as we already learned out. Kamosha kosov in simon tof reish chavches siv gimel, and they have to be strong. Sivkot mem zayin chazokim v'rov adovim min chazok, If the majority of the wall is sturdy, mashma ketzas betosus tikshera, that would be acceptable from Tosus. Shuv ein holech ubaburuch, because it won't move, and the rest of the wall won't move as well. Sivkot memches, it has to be able to stand up to a normal wind. Rotsu lomar diminidosam, if it's the normal wind is able to blow these trees or these straw, afilu ein bekoach ruach lahapilosam, even though it can't knock it down, lagamre raksha ayidei ruach holech hamchitzu ba, just it moves back and forth. So then, that's not considered a sturdy wall. Kaimel under shuv lo chashiv mechitza, and it can't count as a mechitza for your sukkah. And he says, "Vafilu omedes b'bayis shein sham ruach klal." And even if it's in a house where there is no wind at all, nevertheless, if it's not sturdy enough, lo chashiva mechitza. It's not considered a good mechitza in this situation. Dishifut number 42 brings down from Moshe Feinstein, that's how Digris Moshe, Sha'af le'inyan Shabbos, mechitza eino nifselas b'di'evid, im eino zazu shlosha tvachim. He says, even in regards to Shabbos, as long as it doesn't move three tvachim b'di'evid, it's acceptable. However, le'inyan sukkah, yitochish nifselas, atin eino zazu elama'at. By a sukkah, it really shouldn't move at all. Kivin sha'yidei, tezuzas ha'mechitzos, if the mechitzos move, ha'sukkah eino chashevas kedira, then it's not a house. Who wants to live in a house where the walls move? And then you don't have teshu kain to do. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, says that there could be a difference over here between a mechitza for Shabbos and a mechitza for a sukkah, which has to be sturdier because of the principle of teshu kain to do. Now we continue. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Memtes, he says, Hainu im shir ha'sukkah shu asar tvachim bagova hu gam min ha'anofim. He says, if the total height of the walls of the sukkah are 10 tvachim, and that includes the branches, the ilav hachi lo brinu lazeh. So this is when you're dealing over here that there are spaces that the branches aren't in. But if the branches are there, then you don't need to fill in the spaces with the tevin and the kash. Chava continues and he says, al kein einochu lasos kol mechitzos miyirios shel pishtan. That's why the Chava says you shouldn't make all the walls of the sukkah from curtains made out of linen below cotton without some sort of solidification to it with reeds or boards, afopi shekisharin betov, even though they're tied down well. So you really ideally shouldn't use a pure canvas type of sukkah. Zimnin diminatke, because sometimes it's going to become untied. Velava daite, and you're not going to realize it. Vavale mechitza she'eni yichol lamo b'bnei ruach metzuya, and it's not going to be so sturdy. So therefore, if you put in some sort of a board there, some konim, some wood there to support it, so then, even if it becomes loosened, the mechitza will still be sturdy. Now, the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun, he tells us, this is the opinion of the Taz, that's a Taz, the mechitza achas min sholosh mechitza shesorach lasos besukha yochol lasos imirias. He says, one of the three walls, that would be acceptable. Abo mikama achronim, mashmash af mechitza achas in lasos misadinim. According to other achronim, and you can see this in Shari Tzion, Os Memches, the Shulis Yaakov, was brought down by the Shari Tshuva, as well as in the Har Shalom, the El Yerabba, and they all hold that the af mechitza achas, even one of the mechitza, shouldn't be made out of linen or canvas or some sort of a sheet. In low, unless you have boards or posts or reeds that are within every three tvachim, and this way you have the principle of love, so the really the reeds are making the wall. But the fourth wall, the fourth wall, everybody agrees, can be from this sort of a curtain-like structure because it technically doesn't need to be there. Given the Medina, sagi bisholosh, because technically three are enough. Finally, the Mechaber concludes and he says, if you want to make a sukkah out of this canvas or out of a linen, so tov shi'erog mimechitzos konim bepochus b'shalosh, as we just brought down for the Mishnah Berurah, in that situation, you should go and put in pieces of wood. That's why many of the canvas sukkahs, they have some sort of plastic or some sort of a wood that is really up to 10 tvachim, and this way you have a halachic wall there because of the principle of lovehood, as well as the sadinim, as well as the canvas, and that makes it a much better sukkah. And the Mishwar adds in Sivkot Nun Aleph, Rotsu Lomar, Dios Asha Ruach Menanei Arias, because in this situation, even if the canvas or the linen is blown, Mikomokum Nisharu Mechitzos Mekonim, but the sturdy part, the Mechitzos of Konim, are still going to be there, and they will halachically qualify as your wall, and you don't have to rely upon the sadin or the curtain or the canvas, and that is the preferable way. And most of the canvas sukkahs now, the original ones when they came out with them many, many years ago, didn't have this, but most of the new canvas sukkahs, they have these horizontal posts with a vertical post as well that go up to at least 10 tvachim, and in this way you have a halachic wall there no matter what. Again, this is a very tough shear, but with this we conclude today's shear.